We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on The Score.
Expecting Cliff Floyd to call us in a matter of moments. Boog Shambi will join us at 4:40. Last time we had Boog on, he said, "You guys stink today." And he was there was some truth to it. So we going to do better today? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been prepping hard. I've spent, I don't know, 4 to 7 hours daily prepping.
Since
for
the last one?
Yeah, for our bi-weekly Boog Shambi hit.
That's a little bit more than I've been doing.
Really?
Just a little.
Well, I didn't have NFL schedule stuff to worry about.
That's true.
You know? My plate has been much more empty.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah,
I got two kids. You got one. I got to break an NFL schedule.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That'll happen. But one of his teammates at Marquee.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's everywhere. MLB Network. He's made the transition seamlessly to the broadcast booth. Very insightful analysis. Thrilled to welcome Cliff Floyd to The Score.
You can wave it bye-bye. Cliff Floyd has won it for the Marlins in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Floyd ready. Donnelly set. Now the pitch. Swing and a fly ball hit the deep right center field. This is going to win it. Way back. Gone. Over the 371 mark. The Mets win it. A three-run homer for Cliff Floyd.
That ball hit way back. Dwayne Wise at the fence jumps. That ball is out of here, and this ball game is over. Home run by Cliff Floyd.
Cliff Floyd cranks it deep to right. Is it fair? Home run, two-run shot. Well, Cliff Floyd was eerily quiet tonight, but not anymore. The Cubs lead 6-5. That ball ended up in the river.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
Chicagoan, a Thornwood High star, a champion, an all-star, and a former Cub. Cliff Floyd with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cliff, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How y'all feeling?
We're great.
We're doing very, very well.
Been wanting to talk to you, right?
Yeah, man. We've been saying we really enjoyed your analysis on Marquee. Or is it cool for you as former Cub to be a part of some Cubs broadcasts?
Man, it's super cool, man. You know, I think it just takes me back to all the times my pops got a chance to come down there and be in Wrigleyville and didn't get a chance to work for the Cubs. It's been great. So I've thoroughly enjoyed it. You want to talk about positive things all the time. Hopefully the team turns this thing around sooner than later. And, it's just been cool. It's been cool environment, cool to work with everybody in the studio and, with TV doing what it's doing today and, incorporating more baseball. It's been hot. So it's been good.
That's nice. And you talk about like your dad and Wrigleyville and all of that, growing up a Chicagoan, that I know it was only that 07 season, but
yeah.
What did it mean to you to play for the hometown team?
Well, you know what? The memories of it, man, is dear to heart because that's the year he passed away, you know what I mean? So, I was struggling the whole time in the off season. I was struggling, like trying to figure out what I was gonna play. I was a free agent. And some kept pulling me to the crib. It was like, "Yo, you coming back home? Come back home." And I was telling my mom, and my dad, because he was still here, I was like, man, you know I hate day games. I don't want to play day games. You know what I mean? It's just not my forte. It's not who I am. And he was like, look, man, you know, do what's best for you. And I was like, cool, I'm going to go, you know, figure this out. And I signed with the Cubs. So I knew it was a special year because he passed in 07. And I got a chance to spend a lot of time with him because we play day games. And then I had the chance to have dinner with him at night. And it was just cool. You know, it was just cool. Great memories. And, you know, you'll cherish them forever.
Wow, that's so cool. How about that? So fate brought you to the day games that you hated, but that meant dinners, you know, with your dad. Oh, that's amazing, right?
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was so it was so chill and real, you know. And, you know, he enjoyed it. He came to games. And, you know, I got a chance to see mom. I got a chance to see family that, you know, I hadn't seen a lot of because I was always, you know, playing down south in Florida or New York, whatever the case may be. And like you said, fate brought me to the crib. So I was always thankful because, you know, I just didn't think that I was going to end up, you know, that one year, one, playing for the Cubs, and two, losing my pops. But, you know, things happen, life happens, and I'm just happy you got a chance to see me in a Cub uniform because I was a Sox fan growing up, and he was a Cubs fan. So.
That's amazing.
Those day games get easier?
Yeah, it did. You know, what happens is you just lose your nightlife. You ain't going out, trust me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I at least got a chance to sort of hear the vibes on the street because I lived on State and Division. So, hell, every night I heard some fools running up and down the street drunk. But it was cool because, you know, that was part of what downtown that area was. It was Party Central. And, you know, I got a ride every day with D. Lee because he was superstitious. So he was like, look, if I get a couple hits, you ride with me every day. So, hell, he had a hit every day. So I rolled to the park. He's like 81 straight home games, felt like.
You had some good nightlife cities, though, before the day games of the Cubs. I mean, Boston, New York, Miami. I mean, you must have done okay with the nightlife scene.
I was fine. Yeah, I was good, man. You know, I tell everybody you got to live life. And, you know, the human side of this thing is, you know, people forget that. People forget, you know, we put on the uniform and go play, but, you know, my dad always told me, you know, when the game's over, trash, whether it's good or bad, just trash and go live your life. Never make the game who you are. So, yeah, I enjoyed it almost too much, I think. So I tell everybody, if you don't have a happy medium, then you got to stay your butt at home.
You and Derek Lee, teammates and friends in Florida, then teammates and friends in Chicago, you had a pretty damn good year in 2007, Cliff Floyd. You really did. You know, it's a 795 OPS. It's like, and then that series against Arizona, Doug Davis, Doug freaking Davis. That's the one I can't let it go. Can you let Doug Davis go?
Well, you know what? I don't even know how we lost that series, man. I think, you know, you look back at the big home run Ted Lilly gave up to Chris Young. It's so many. Like, it's, I mean, obviously, you know, I remember it because I'm going back in the memory bank, sort of just bringing out stuff where you think. And I love T. Lilly, man. Everybody on our squad. But my point to it was, we were so quiet after. We just knew. And I think we overlooked them too much. They were young. Yeah, they were vibrant, but they was a young squad, and we thought, you know, we were a hot squad that just sort of figured ourselves out. We knew what we was doing. We knew what we had in the clubhouse and just freaking laid an egg. And we just, I mean, it was that simple. You know what I'm saying? If you try to figure it out, you go crazy, but we just flat out laid an egg and couldn't get out of our own way. It was like that type of series where it was like, damn, every turn we made was like a dead end.
Of the losses or the series or whatever throughout your career, is that at the top, or which ones stay with you in terms of, because I mean, you got one obviously with the Marlins, but what are the ones that got away that you still think on, if any?
Well, I mean, you know, you look back at 08 when we lost in Tampa, you know what I mean? That was a crazy, crazy situation with the rain and the stoppage of the game in Philly. Wow. And us having to get on the bus and leave the city because there was no rooms, or at least Philly said there was no rooms available for us to stay overnight, and it was a hot mess, man. And then my boys on the field, it was just cold. And I mean, we had some youngsters on that team in 08 with the Rays, and we just could not figure out, you know, how to get past the cold weather. And that was my job. I was on the bench, but I was, like, trying to get my dudes going because obviously playing National League teams. you know, they had no DH. So we was pinch hitting, Eric Hinsky and myself. And, man, trying to get them enough heat and trying to get their mind off the cold was a task in itself, and we just came up short. So that sticks with me. But losing those seven with what we had and the fact that, I mean, that Wrigley was packed every night, I just, you know, that was tough. That was on the list. So it's top, you know, it's top five for me for sure. Just being able in the game seven with the Mets and Flushing over there in Queens, we lost to the Cardinals. So that top five is full of a few L's that, you know, that stick with you. And people don't let you forget, I'll tell you that. Well, when I come back to Shy, I always hear it. When I go to New York, I always hear it. So.
See, now I feel bad for bringing it up. Don't want
to make Cliff Floyd here. Well, all right, I'll go back to the partying.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot,
fella. Yeah, no problem. But you said, as we're talking to Cliff Floyd for the Marquee Sports Network, you definitely enjoyed the nightlife and almost too much. I don't know that, like, the casual fan that, you know, works the 9-to-5 and then tunes into the game that starts at 7, and then the game ends at 10-something, and then they go to bed, right, to wake up to take the kids to school and go to the 9-to-5. Like, that's not the life of the ball player. So what's a young Cliff Floyd in Miami? What's the schedule, you know, for a Cliff Floyd at that time?
Well, it's always a task of fighting the steering wheel to go left, which is home, or go right, which is nightlife, right? So you're fighting that every night. It's like, all right, you got to go home tonight, but, you know, let's see what's going on in the city. And you hanging out, right? Like, it's like people are always associated with you got to get drunk, you got to get, you know, you got to go over here and do all the crazy stuff, and then you get yourself in trouble. Yeah, it does happen. Yeah, we see it on TV, you know, too much with these, you know, with guys under the influence and getting behind the wheel and so on and so forth. So we've seen that. And as horrible as it is, you know, and bad decision making, you're still trying to live life. So you typically just hanging out, man. You're trying to feel the vibes of, like, the city. You're trying to really get over the game. I think that's a lot of what, you know, the aftermath, or the you can call it after party, whatever you want to call it. That's you just trying to figure out, you know, how to get past whatever game. Now, if you had a great game, you celebrate that too. But majority of the time in our sport, you're failing. So you're trying your best to get over that consistently, and you hanging out, right? You hanging out, you mingling, you if you socialize and you like to talk to people, you sort of, you know, just having a good time. And I've never found nothing wrong with it, because if you don't have self-control, then hell, I mean, you're going to always, I mean, we're going to stay in the house. Like, all these guys today, rightfully so, stay everybody at home because we have the phones now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the camera. So most cats are not willing to be caught out there in the streets and then get ridiculed on social media. Whatever case may be. Back then, bro, we had no phones. Not to say that was a good thing. Hey, I wish we had them, because, you know, it'd been better for some situations. But these guys, I mean, I feel for them because, you know, it's hard for them to sit and just chill, enjoy themselves without, you know, being on camera or getting a picture taken of them and posted. And, you know, I mean, obviously everybody has freedom of speech, and rightfully so, but I just think these guys are up against it a lot more than we dealt with back in the day.
Yeah, you're right. Can you imagine if there were phones when, like, Barkley was throwing people through plate glass windows, right?
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that was going on back in the day was unbelievable. And you know, look, we still got the story. So every time we have story time,
there it is.
You know, you still throw a couple out there, but, you know, you kind of forget that life.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. Who are your running mates on the road? What was the best city you'd go to? Give me some stories.
I ain't giving you no stories. Because then, you know what I'm saying? These days, you can't get no stories, man. You know that. So I'm 50 years old. You know, that's the last on my list to give them stories. But I was hanging with Mike Cameron. And, man, I hung with everybody. Put it like that. We didn't have disconnect in the clubhouse. Never. No team I played on was we allowed to have a disconnect of, you know, guys afraid to live their life and enjoy themselves. Not nowhere. I mean, we kept it young, we kept it cool, we kept it responsible, and, you know, that was it. So
Which manager was the best at letting you guys do that and helping you be yourselves, deal with the mental side of it? Because you played for Madden, you played for for Lou Piniella, you played for Jim Leland. I mean, heavy hitters, yeah. Cliff. Who was the best at that?
Some good ones.
Yeah, you did.
Joe Madden was super cool. Even though it was 1 year, I think when you look at Joe. Joe let us police the clubhouse, meaning that, you know, he had his boys in there. If a cat didn't run down the line fast or do his thing, not fast. Like I said, sometimes you get to talking and you forget it's not about running fast, just the effort. He would bring in and say, look, you want me to holler at him or do you want to take care of him? And I go take care of it. Now, that was my responsibility. And that was, you know, it wasn't patting me on the back going, good job, Cliff, you did what you're supposed to do. It was me being a veteran and passing along what I was sort of, you know, learned and able to bottle up and pass to my boy. That's all it was. It was nothing short of that. And Joe was real cool. Jim Leland was different, but I was there for a lot, but I didn't play for him. I learned a lot for how he managed the game and how he looked at certain things. And that's the one thing that's lost today. It's a strategy in the National League. With the DH, you lose that strategy that I've learned from some of the best managers I had in the National League. I was a National League lifer. So when you think about the game today, it's a little bit different. And, well, I won't say a little bit. It's a lot different. And you either have to make the adjustments or you get left behind. But, you know, I would say Joe Madden was one of the best at just being able to allow everything to flow. And it showed in our record. I mean, we had the best record in the game. We were 30 games over 500 at one point. We just came up short in the World Series.
I'm thinking about, so, you know, those are the managers that maybe influenced you. What about players? I'm thinking, you know, when Moises Alou was on teams with you on the Expos and the Marlins early, Gary Sheffield, like who the guys who imparted wisdom onto you that then you passed it down to the next generation. Who were those guys for you earlier in your career?
It was early in Montreal. Marquise Grissom, Larry Walker, Randy Milligan, Darren Fletcher, Ken Hill, Sheffield, Bobby Bowl. I go on forever because I take a little bit from everybody. I was always a good listener. And I think, you know, that gets, I don't know. I think sometimes it gets mixed reviews because, you know, you think you have to speak all the time and be a vocal leader and all that stuff, man. Sometimes catchers just look at you and be like, damn, all right, I got to get right. You know, I got to write the ship here. I got to do something better. I got to get here to the park earlier. I got to work earlier. I got to work smarter. And when you have guys that you can watch that actually play the game the right way, and I was blessed with that opportunity, then it just sort of changed, man. And it's just changed when you look at yourself in the mirror. And, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, that's the truth. Like, you're looking right at yourself. And you can lie to yourself, but if you really and you real about what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to do, it'll tell you some things. So I learned a lot from those guys and was able to bottle it up, like I said earlier, and then pass along to the Carl Crawfords, to the Jose Reyes, to the David Wrights. All these, they were ready to soak some of that energy up, and it was just good vibes all the time.
See, that's beautiful. That paying it forward, man. That's baseball. That cycle of you get taught and then you pass it on. Man, that Montreal team you're on in '94, that team goes 74-40 before the lock, and you could have played the White Sox in the World Series because the White Sox were the great American League team, 67-46. Yep. Do you remember thinking about it? That's your favorite team growing up, Montreal and the White Sox in the World Series.
Yeah, we thought about it. I mean, that was it. You know, we had just swept the Braves and Montreal, and I think it was around August 12th or August 11th, if I remember correctly. And, man, that's something that – can you just – 20 years old, 21 years old, getting a chance, you know what I'm saying, to live out your dream, to possibly play at home, to have your dad and your family there. I mean, you couldn't write a better script, you know what I mean? And to sort of get the rug just literally pulled from under us, that's on the list, right? You talk about the L's in my life, that's another one you can throw in that category.
Wow.
As being able to pay. I mean, think about that, fellas. The World Series gone. Like, You never that will never happen again.
No,
that's Matt Spiegel who keeps bringing up the L's of your life. Though.
Well, no, you helped too. That's Danny Parkins.
One
also,
you're gonna be like Cliff. Are you there, Cliff?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a goldfish that died or something like that that we could talk about? Anything look terrible like that? Maybe we could revisit. No, okay.
Well, you look damn good on the marquee broadcasts, and you sound good. And we've been wanting to talk to you, and this was a pleasure, man. So let's do it again soon.
We'll
look forward to seeing you on Apple tonight. We haven't had this crew yet. We haven't seen this crew yet.
I mean, that's right. Too long into the conversation, you're on the crew for the Cubs and Diamondbacks game tonight.
What a great crew. This is something of a different platform. And that's why I need people to understand when they're writing on Twitter, like, this is terrible, this is this. Fine, that's fine. Like, I totally get people can have their own opinion. But understand a platform that's trying to that I understand only because of my kids. Like, my son will tell me every stat, every player, everything of what the sport he loves. He hates baseball, unfortunately, but he loves football. And, you know, and – I'm telling myself on Sundays, I'm chilling. I got my nachos. I got my drink. I'm chilling. I'm in front of the tube. I'm watching the games. I got TVs, you know, all over the house. I'm turning on the games. And I'm like, how the hell does he know all this? It's because of his iPad. He you know what I mean? So this is a platform that's sort of transcending the world, rightfully so or not. It doesn't bother me one bit. It's what the world is. So, When you're thinking about what Apple is and you think about, like, how they're doing this, man, it's fresh. I love the people who love it. And I hope the people who don't can understand what we're going with this, because the crew's great. Apple's great. They're taking care of us. And look, I could sell dreams and keep going on. But, I mean, if you watch this and see how different it is, it's just a different avenue that I think they're really – pushing, and it's coming, and it's not just, you know, Apple is everywhere. I mean, everybody's pushing this whole new vibe, and I'm just thankful to be a part of. I'm thankful to be a part of all these things. Y'all gave me an opportunity to talk about Marquee, Apple, freaking Peacock is coming. So if I keep talking, hell, and keep going, maybe opportunities to keep opening the doors for me. So I'll just keep talking.
All right, you're hired.
Keep talking. Checks keep coming. Yep. That's how it works. It's a hell of a racket here in the media game. Deals. Cliff, you're figuring it out, man.
Hey, man. Look, my daughter is graduating in a couple days from high school.
Oh, boy.
She has prom day. I'm missing it. She just asked me for a Tesla. How the hell am I pay for a Tesla if I don't keep working?
That's a hell of a graduation gift.
A whole freaking car. I'm like, Jesus.
That is some stones.
I mean, she knows her dad was a big leaguer. She knows you got one of those rings.
Check my account.
She's seen those iPads.
You know I had enough money to pay for that.
Yeah, those iPads look fancy, you know?
Oh, man. Well, we'll be watching Steven Nelson, Cliff Floyd, Katie Nolan, Heidi Watney, Cubs and Diamondbacks tonight on Apple. Cliff, this has been a pleasure, man. We'll do it again.
No, man, I appreciate y'all so much. Take care.
Thanks, Cliff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.